No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In 3, 2, 1. Hey, and welcome to the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. It is much appreciated. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Team up with excellence. We are working on some stuff for the fall with Remy Martin. I just got some Remy gear, and once I get through it and sift through what I can give out, you are going to get some of this stuff if you are a loyal listener to the House of L podcast, and it's pretty swaggy. So I'm excited to get some of this stuff into your hands. I wanted to spend today's pod talking about Dick Allen because it was one of those things where when you start looking up great players, and I'm prone to doing this, I love to sift back into the archives of baseball and look up numbers. Like, it's fun. Like, go look at Stan Musial's numbers or Ted Williams's numbers or Dick Allen's numbers. And it always struck me that when I would look up Hall of Fame players and I look at their numbers and then I look at Dick Allen's numbers, I'm like, his numbers are Hall of Fame worthy. And I never quite understood growing up why he wasn't in the Hall of Fame. And then you start to get into this business and you figure out some of the whys on why someone as prolific of a player as Dick Allen wasn't in the Hall. I just want to go through his numbers like real quick though, just so that you understand that this is a guy that should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago. And I know that there were a couple of close votes for him back in the day. There was one, was it like 10 years ago, where he missed by one vote, which is ridiculous. But Dick Allen played from 1963 until 1977. 4 of those years, he led the league in OPS. In 1966, he had an OPS of 1.027. In 1967, he had an OPS of 970. In 1972, he had an OPS of 1.023. He won the MVP that year for the White Sox. In 1974, he led the league again with a 938 OPS. Oh, and by the way, in 1973, he didn't lead the league in OPS, but it was over 1,000. This guy, 350 home runs, an MVP, a rookie of the year. I just didn't understand why someone with a career OPS of 912 wasn't in the Hall of Fame. Usually, and you can look this up, if you're an 850 OPS, you're probably a Hall of Famer. This is a guy with a 912 OPS and he wasn't in. A WAR of 59 and he wasn't in. And it just perplexed me. And a lot of people took up his cause. And I do think that that's a beautiful thing because there was a ton of gatekeeping when it came to Dick Allen. the members of the media who didn't quite understand him, the folks that tried to paint him as some sort of like malcontent, where if you look at the history of his life and the things that he was dealing with, it might make sense on why he wasn't as warm as maybe people wanted him to be. This is one of the problems with the Baseball Writers Association of America, in my opinion, is that there are so many people that use it and they gatekeep and they use a grudge to stop greatness. And there were so many of those writers, especially in Philadelphia back in the day, Philadelphia and Jersey, that were covering the team, that just didn't like him. And they made it their life mission to keep Dick Allen out of the Hall of Fame. And I'm glad that this is one of those things that has been rectified, but it's still awful. And one of the people that people love the most in baseball statistical history, Bill James, was one of the people at the forefront of keeping him out of the Hall of Fame. Some of the things that he wrote were just god-awful. You talk about a hatchet job. And now we know a lot more about Bill James and some of the things that he holds dear. And it is not fair play. So while he may have been a statistical genius and the godfather of sabermetrics, he actively took a role in keeping Dick Allen out of the Hall of Fame. So I'm glad that has been rectified to a degree. I don't think that many people outside of, you know, there's a book about Dick Allen and you should read, but there weren't many people during when he first had the opportunity to be on the ballot for the Hall of Fame that viewed Dick Allen as an actual person. And now I think with some time and some clarity and with people championing his cause, I'm glad that there have been so many people that have been like, yo, this guy was the dude. And you shouldn't have a Hall of Fame if someone like Dick Allen is not going to be in it. I heard a story that Dick Allen's son told, because on the outside, at least from what the family has said, what I've read about Dick Allen, he said that the Hall of Fame didn't matter to him that much, and that it mattered to the family more than it may have mattered to him. But apparently they were walking down a hallway years and years ago, and Ted Double Duty Ratcliffe, who is a Chicago legend and a Negro Leagues legend, said to Dick Allen, hey man, you could have played with us. And so Dick says to his son, like, you hear that? That's my Hall of Fame. That the guys in the Negro Leagues felt like I was a good enough player that I could have played with them. So I love that he is now getting his opportunity, even in death, to be enshrined with the greatest players of all time.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
And I like that there, that even with some inherent racism by Bill James and insidious inherent racism by people who didn't want him in the Hall of Fame back in the 70s and 80s, that we are here, that people have taken a much longer look at his career and have afforded that man the flowers that he so deserves. It's funny. Spiegs and I love to talk baseball. And I knew that I wanted to just kind of spend a little time on the podcast talking about this. I'm sure that it'll probably come up in conversation with us on the show this week because the enshrinement is this weekend, which is part of the reason I wanted to do the episode. But we talked to two people who had relationships with Dick Allen, and hearing their thoughts on it further crystallized how this guy was not taken as seriously as he should have been as a player and as a person. First up, the incredible Nancy Faust. We had such a blast talking to her, and I'm so glad that she's back on Sundays at the ballpark this year. It's been a hoot, like, having her back and enjoying her. The walk-up song was created. It had never happened until Nancy Faust did it. And she did the walk-up song for Dick Allen. She did Jesus Christ Superstar for Dick Allen. This is her talking with Spiegs and I about that whole experience and Dick Allen himself.
Well, I've come to realize that not only was he a spectacular player, but such a great human being. And those that really knew him couldn't say enough about him. He was generous and thoughtful and had a lot of pride, and which he certainly did deserve. And I finally met him, maybe 15 years ago when at the ballpark when there was a reception for him. And he just couldn't have been nicer and more gracious. And he acted appreciative of the song that I played for him. It was actually, it was like a knee-jerk reaction when I played Jesus Christ Superstar because that song was popular when he came up to bat. And he always performed so well that it was just like a no-brainer. And then Sports Illustrated picked up the fact that he had his own song, and that encouraged me to play more special songs for players, and that evolved into what we now call walk-up music. But Dick Allen kind of started it, so he kind of put me on the map, I guess. But nobody like him, and I'm just thrilled for him, and I wish he were here to realize it. But I know his family and friends are equally as ecstatic as I am.
It's beautiful for Nancy to have that type of connection to it and that connection to the game. The older I get and the more time that I spend at Hall of Fames and sports museums, the more I think that the cultural impact of players is something that should be considered. I'm not sure how to quantify it, but we're talking about someone who was so good that something that is synonymous with baseball, the walk-up song, was invented because of him. Like, that's dopeness on a whole nother level. Doug Glanville is one of the smartest people talking about baseball. You should subscribe to his Substack because it's amazing. And some of the things that he writes about him, I have a lot of respect for him. I admire him. The stuff that he's doing as a professor, I think, is also relevant and poignant. But he had a relationship with Dick Allen because, you know, Doug played for the Phillies. He spent a lot of time in Philadelphia. Listen to what he told Spiegs and I about this man and about this moment that we're in where he's now a Hall of Famer.
I am so thrilled about it. I mean, Dick Allen was just such an icon. He was such a bigger figure than just, you know, hitting the ball hard and the numbers. I mean, he came from a community that was diverse. He brought that sensibility to Philadelphia. He felt very misunderstood. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, I remember reading the book about him, and the thing that stuck with me is, you know, I realized that there was a lot of black players that did that were Jackie Robinson in a very small way. They integrated places. In his case, he integrated Little Rock, Arkansas in the minor leagues, and he dealt with really some hateful stuff. There was parades. There was all these things that were really scary to him, and he still, so you talk about anxiety. Well, he played through that. And Dick Allen, and I'll never forget when I was with the Phillies, you know, in the big leagues, and we were taking batting practice, Dick Allen shows up, and I don't know what is, he had to be 60-something. And this guy got in the batting cage, and I was like, he needs to play tomorrow. He needs to be in the lineup. I mean, this dude hit rockets. And you talk about top hand line drive out. It was crazy. So I said, wow, that, you know, that was a moment where, as a fan, and that was, you know, almost like predates a little bit of my fandom in certain ways. Wow. You know, just to see like him do his thing on the field and, you know, be in his 60s, and it's just incredible. So I'm thrilled. And I was texting him. I was pretty devastated when I heard about it, because I'd texted him the week before. I was in touch with him. I sent him a picture of him like smoking in the dugout, a picture of him in the White Sox uniform. And man, it was cool. It was an honor to be in touch with him.
So that's beautiful stuff from Doug. And he's always thoughtful, and he cares about the game so much, and he cares about justice. And that's what this feels like. It was justice delayed, but not justice denied. When you look at Dick Allen and his numbers and his cultural impact, and I'll just give you the slash line if you want. 292, 378, 534. His OPS plus for his career was 156. This dude was a monster. In the best possible way. And I'm glad that people have gotten back around to understanding that's more important than the monster that he was portrayed as by people who covered the team. Congratulations to Dick Allen. Congratulations to his family. Thank you to the people who righted this wrong. And I thank you for listening. Go look up Dick Allen photos. He's just the coolest. Videos of him playing the game. And enjoy. And as Chicagoans, him being a White Sox, him winning an MVP as a White Sox, there should be an extra level of pride for you. This was one of our guys too. And I'm glad that he's getting the recognition that he deserves. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.